I know you're a big fan of Chase DeLeo's game, and he recently had a hat trick on the road trip. Do you see him really hitting his stride now and starting to get more comfortable at this level?
Yeah, he looks like he's... you're seeing the offensive side really start to come back again. Obviously, it was there in junior, but you're seeing the skill set, the being tenacious on pucks, and being a hard player to play against. He's you know, for the size that that Chase brings, he's not a player that shies away from going to those areas that you have to go to score goals, and the ability to finish. You know, it's the ability to score goals and finish on those opportunities. His game is in a good place.
Eric Comrie's been running with the ball ever since Hellebuck got called up to the Jets, and he's playing quite well for the most part. You made a really interesting comment about him earlier this year. You said you love his preparation. He's very intense preparing for games.
Yes.
But you also had some concern that maybe he might have difficulty keeping that going through the whole year, just because it's such a, it involves so much energy. How have you seen him being able to carry that so far this year?
I see him, you know, whenever we saw the call-up happen with Hellebuck, we knew that we were going to give him a chance to run with the ball, but his preparation has been where you'd want it to be, which has been a really good strong point for that young goaltender in Eric. But the back-to-back games and running with all the running with the ball here as the number one goaltender, it hasn't been a factor. He's been able to prepare himself, stay sharp, been able to with quick turnarounds in games, whether it's afternoon games or back-to-back with travel. He's managed that really well. He's always ready to go. He's given us a chance to win every game, and at the end of the day, that's how I judge my goaltender. He's done that for us.
Now, obviously, you want to get as many wins for this team as you can, but one nice thing for you as a coach must be to see players moving on to the next level and play in the NHL. What's it been like for you to see, for instance, not only Matt Halaschuk, but especially Joel Armia, who's getting his first real chance in the big leagues?
It is a huge part of coaching this team between myself and Mark Morrison, Rick St. Croix, that you work so hard with these young players every day, and when they finally make that progression in their game at our level, and now they're rewarded with it and go play with the Winnipeg Jets and see them now translate everything that you've talked about, all the long video, the one-on-one sessions, the extra time you spend with them. You can see their mind, the way they're thinking the game up in the National Hockey League, that takes hold. It makes us really proud. It is something that is a real joy to coaching at this level, is seeing those players advance to the Winnipeg Jets and play well for them and help them win.
Talking a bit more about Armia, have you been able to watch some of his games? And I know Paul Maurice has been very complimentary of his play. He's been hard on the puck. He's been making good decisions. What else have you seen from him?
I've seen everything that was possibly a negative about Joel Armia's game when he came to us from Buffalo, and was worked on with us in the American Hockey League about being a player that's tenacious on pucks, using his size, being 6'2" and playing that way and competing hard on loose pucks, going to those hard areas, using his skill set, his stride, his skating stride at times to pull away from checkers. He plays a more complete game now, where there was some work that needed to be done when we got him from Buffalo. And there's still, obviously, he's a young player, and people forget that sometimes, but all the things that were addressed with him, it's given him a chance to play up there. And you can see when he plays that he hasn't forgot about it. He still continues to try to play that way.
Do you think that sometimes the expectations get a bit heightened for a first-round pick, that, you know, if, when you're 22 like Armia is, they're on the NHL by that time making an impact, it's as if they, you know, haven't lived up to the potential, even though they're still such a young player?
I think 100%. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, you hear people talk about if he wasn't drafted in the first round, he was maybe a third-rounder, it'd be a different story. But that's this sport, that's the game, is when a player's drafted that high, that there's lofty expectations. But also have to remember again that they're just getting their feet wet at the pro game, and it takes time. Some guys take longer than others, and eventually they get it and experience. Usually the defensemen take a little bit longer for them to really understand how they need to play and bring that consistency every night, and sometimes it doesn't come together. But there is higher expectations without a doubt with first rounders, but it's regardless of whether you're drafted in the first round or the sixth round, it just takes time, because we have to remember they are young men.
What have you liked about Nick Petan's game since he got sent down?
With Nick, the way he's played, I like the skill that he plays with. You know, there's been He makes some plays that you can, that only a player like Nick Petan can make. It's right now finding that balance with him, with his game, on when he should be making those plays and when they're, when they're chances we want to take, and when they're puck possession decisions that were, that were given up, were given up that possession in the offensive zone, or turnovers that can happen with certain plays that he's trying to force. But the skill is there, the vision there. The vision's there. We have to remember that he, again, he played limited minutes in Winnipeg. So with regards to his development, it might be a little couple steps behind compared to just starting the season here and playing 17 to 20 minutes a game. But I like the skill set. I like the awareness defensively. The offensive side is a gift. The consistency and puck management is something that can be taught along the way here.
I'm sure you've been asked a lot about Josh Morrissey through the year. And obviously, if you just look at his stats, he's had a bit of a tough go as far as producing points. But what things have you seen in his game that, you know, could give a fan hope that he is going to be a good player down the road in the NHL?
The last stretch of games here, I've seen more poise to his game with the way he plays with the puck. I've seen also the skill level when he does have the puck, making plays, you know, being patient at times, not just throwing pucks away. Using his skating to create some offense through the neutral zone and in the offensive zone, and feeling more comfortable, just being more comfortable and more focused in on what he needs to do to every night, you know, night in, night out to play here. So, and again, it's you know, you focus on the points part. Yes, you know, is Josh Morrissey, you know, obviously we know he can add offense and there is offense to his game. That offense will be there and it'll come more so game in, game out. It's just a matter of continuing to the way he's played here down this, the last stretch of games here, and having that again, that night in, night out, solid puck mover that can add the offense and give you a nice element off the top of the power play there. But I like, and we've talked about that as a staff, a coaching staff here in Manitoba, we like where the strides that his game is making here right now. You're seeing some really really high skill come out of his game and some solid defensive play.
Is it the kind of thing where you might take a player like Josh Morrissey aside and sort of, not coax him, but kind of say, you know, this isn't about you putting up, you know, 50 points this year. This is just about you growing as a player, getting more comfortable, getting experience.
Well, I've had conversations with Josh. We all have had conversations as a staff here with watching video and on ice, and one-on-one meetings, which we do with every player here. But it's about picking out the positives at this point, being clear on, with no gray area on how he needs to play, and learning from the mistakes that are going to happen, because they are going to happen. Again, depending on what round you're picked in, mistakes are going to happen for young defensemen. So there's been lots of dialogue between Josh, and he's a really smart young man and he's really receptive to input here. But his game is growing here, and it's taken some strong strides here for us.